I hope she will like this. Hi. Hi. Hello. Undying? It's me. I think we're supposed to... Oh, hi, Undying. You look really, I just came over to see if you had started watching any of that new season of The Last History series I recommended to you. You know, the one about the schoolgirl with the cute pigtails and the uniform that's magical and can turn into a colorful dress that gives her the power to float in the air. Except the dress's true power is only unlocked if her dreams come true about true love. Oh, sorry, spoiler alert. Anyway, it's really cool because eventually she comes to realize that her true dream is actually, undying? You're target practicing right now? But, those are not targets that are supposed to look like houses. They're actual houses where people live. Undying? Are you okay? Well, I know that, but you're still the commander-in-chief to me. It's not like you need to be a military leader to be that, you know? I mean, you can always be the commander of, me, and anime, and frozen yogurt, and pasta, if you want to. Although, you tend to burn stuff when you make it. Oh god, this date is going awful. I need to do something. Hey, Undying? I think I know a way for you to still be a hero to everyone, and to cook in a way that's nicer to your house. See those packages next to your door? Yeah, I kinda carried them here to give them to you. I mean, if it's something you would want, I totally get it if you'd open them and not like the things that are... Oh. That feels really good. You open them both at once, just like that. How did you... forget it. Do you like it? I wasn't sure what color to... Whoa! Oh, I guess we'll just get inside. Then if you, Undying, how are you this excited over two plastic boxes that you have no idea what they do? Oh, that's so flattering. I don't know what to say. So the first one is a microwave. Yes, it sounds tiny and wimpy, I guess, but it's actually a neat thing to have. Okay, let me explain. You know those frozen pierogies in the freezer? Yeah, those aren't meant to be, eaten like that. No, they're actually, supposed to be heated up. No, they're not ice cream. They're just... Look, let's plug this in right here, and then we add one of them on a plate. Press this little button right here, and... See? It's steaming hot, and without any fire alarms going off. Neat, huh? Want to taste it? Maybe don't burn your mouth like... Ah, oh god, she's screaming. What have I done? Please, please, please make her forgive me. I'll do anything. I just... Undying? It feels really good, but could you maybe let me breathe for a second before I... Oh god, oh God, she kissed me. Oh, sweet loving God, this is just like what happened to all those cute girls who were controlled by Mimi or Casey Cutie. Oh, I'm dying. I'm yours forever. Please hold me until I die. Anyway, the second plastic box is, well, I just plug all this stuff in and, let's put this in here. There, I guess. This here. Okay. There. See? Now, if you put this helmet right here. Actually, it's a VR set, but hey. And then you hold these motion sensory controllers like this. Good. And then once I hit the switch right here. Oh, yeah. Press any button. Just means any button on those things in your hand. Now, hold your right hand out. And... Oh God, yes, it worked. Anyway, yes, what you hold in your hand now is a totally accurate representation of one of the giant swords that the Space Princess used back in other historical periods of human history. Yes. Oh, well, I'm still here, so, oh God. Yes, I will stand here by the entrance and... well... We can always get a new teapot, I guess. But, anyway, if you put out your other hand... Yes, it is. And it fires laser beams just like the ones depicted in those archives of human history that also happen to be anime. Yeah, you could point wherever you want to just... I think your foot needs to be... you don't care. Okay, so the next thing that happens in this simulation is a very advanced representation of a combat scenario where the humans are attacked by aliens, who are also cats, except with sharper teeth and, yeah, human proportions and skimpy schoolgirl outfits. That's totally based on a probable situation of self-defense. And so, what you need to do is, oh God. Oh, you don't actually have to make those whoosh whoosh sounds and those pew pew noises. You don't hear me, do you? Oh no, what if she's lost touch with the real world and becomes too immersed in the game? What if she finds out it's not... God, she's flailing around with her arm so much, it's... Oh God, you're taking the whole thing off. I should have known it would make you nauseous. I didn't warn you enough. I still haven't raised your affection levels. Oh God, kiss me. I love how you caress my tail like that. Yeah, and touch me like that. You're cradling my head. I feel so taken care of. I'm dying. Can I? Whoa. I'd like to, Oh God, you're opening your legs for me. Yes, let me get between them like this. Oh God, your lips down here are even tastier. I love looking up your wetness like this.
Mm.
It's so sweet and salty, and it's you. I love that. Can I move up your clit? Oh yeah. Push me into it if you want. Oh. You want my fingers inside you? I can do that. You're so warm inside. I love the way you move against me. Oh God, I can feel you clenching my fingers. It's so sexy. Am I a good monster girl for you, Undyne? What? You want me on my back? Yeah, I can do that. You want to... Oh God. You're using my face as your... Oh my. It's... Oh God. Your ass is in my face. It's so... Oh, of course. I'll get back to licking and fingering you. So do you like it? Like, am I doing it right? Because I could also just I guess I'm doing something right then. Oh God, this feels so good. Oh my, you're licking me now. And touching my tail. Oh, I'm starting to feel so tingly all over my body. Oh, what are you doing to my tail right now? I can't help but lose control. You want to push yourself into me again? Are you getting closer? Me too. Oh God, I've never felt like this before. And I think I'm going to... Oh, I think you made me step out of my clumsy little dinosaur body for a bit and die. Hold me. Hold me and die. You're the cutest flashy fish lady I've ever seen. I just want to stay like this in your arms. Forever. I'm just, so in love with you. Do you really want a nerdy girl like me? I love you, Undyne. I've always loved you. I can kiss you like this for hours. So, did you like my presents then?